אנחנו קוראים מספר תלמוד 10 הספירות.
We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 6,
עמוד 453, 10 הספירות.
The Ten Sefirot of the Olam Nikudim, cause and effect, item 6.
אות וב בעמוד תפנון ג'
item 6.
פעולה וב
The sixth operation is the zivug de'aka'a of the Or Elyon with a masach, extending by the force of the Or Elyon itself. The tzimtzum and the masach made on b'chinat dalet came out on the force of the netzal itself, and the Or Elyon extending from Ein Sof that filled the entire reality there without any gvul, does not tolerate the gvul imprinted in the masach. Quite the contrary, it wants to come into B'chinat Dalet as well and fill the entire reality as its custom. But the Masach pushes it back by the force of its Gvul. This is called Zivug Dehaka'a. Thus, the Zivug Dehaka'a extends from O Elyon itself.
Baror Shelot.
Clear questions? Still not hearing? Read it again, please. Everyone open your ears and your eyes. Let's go.
The sixth operation is the Zivug de'aka'a of the Or Elyon, with the Masach extending by the force of the Or Elyon itself. The Tzimtzum and the Masach made on B'chinat Dalet came out by the force of the Netzal itself, and the Or Elyon extending from Ein Sof that filled the entire reality there without any gvul does not tolerate the gvul imprinted by the Masach. Quite the contrary, it wants to come into B'chinat Dalet as well and fill the entire reality as its custom. But the Masach pushes it back by the force of its gvul. This is called Zivug de'aka'a. Thus, the Zivug de'aka'a extends from the Or Elyon itself.
Meaning, the restriction is working on the created being and not on the creator. The restriction is working on the will to receive, not on the light. The light wants to enter as it was before and it doesn't care what the created being decided. It wants to fill it, and it doesn't matter if there's a boundary, a border, a decision. Truly, nothing here stands before the light. Meaning, the tzimtzum, the restriction, is on the reception of the light and not on the light itself. Is that clear?
He says that the upper light extends in ten sefirot without any gvul. What is that gvul, that barrier, that limit?
Nothing. As much as it can go in, go in, goes in. There was no limitation or restriction from the created being for the light to fill it, against the light filling it.
What does it mean that it can't tolerate the gvul from the masach? Where does that gvul come from? The border, the limit.
Now? The creature says, I don't want to receive.
The creature says it?
The creature says it.
Or it can't receive.
He doesn't want to receive it.
Doesn't want to?
Or you can say, he can't receive it because the shame doesn't let him.
Why does the Masach push it back?
It doesn't want it. It rejects the light.
Who?
The screen.
Well, how does it? How can the Masach, the screen, push back the light? The Masach. What force does it have to?
Shame.
Whose?
Of the creatures.
So the created being is in this. It's the whole system.
אז לא הייתה קיימת מערכת, מה אתה מדבר?
לא,
If he wouldn't be part of the system, there wouldn't be a system. No, here it's stated that it's in the light. So this is called Zivug Daka. What is Zivug Daka? Can we understand that? Rav. For now, he doesn't mention it. Here, he's saying it. He says Zivug Daka here. In the same sentence. Rav, okay. Before, at least 10 years ago, I taught this. So, I'm happy that 10 years later, you're asking what I told you 10 years ago. Why am I asking you, Rav? There's a will to receive that was created with pleasure. They created the will to receive that was created by the Tanug. The pleasure is called Sholish, root. It's only a being. It's there in the will to bestow of the Creator. It's like, in a way, it almost doesn't exist. Just, he tells us, like a person wants to build a house, so it starts with an idea. Then that desire to receive starts developing by that same light and starts feeling that it becomes that it starts having an entity, a desire, that he has something on its own, that to that extent he feels that he's one thing, and what he builds, what builds him, what fills him, is something else. It's outside of him, in front of him, against him. That's what he starts discerning, that there's him and there's an emanator, there's light. But what did he do? He made me in order to fill me, to give me all the best. That's already not the first discernment, but the second, chokhmah. Then he starts feeling what the emanator is doing. He built a desire. He filled the desire. The desire received pleasure. But in that pleasure, he feels that he's opposite of the emanator where he came from, that he used to be adhered to. And now he's not anymore. That's called the Sof of Chokhmah, the end of Bchina Aleph. And he doesn't agree with it. He doesn't have so much pleasure yet from receiving the light, from filling it. But his pleasure is, he remembers, he feels that the pleasure was being together with the emanator. So now, even that he's receiving in this reception, it's not scrutinized. It's not something of his own, but it's something that separates between him and the emanator, and he won't agree to it. So he says, I don't like this. I want to be with the emanator together. And then it becomes Bchina Bet, Bina, and so on and so on. So what are you asking? Then he changes.
What is this Haka'ah?
This Haka'ah is that the will to receive, when it reaches a state where it feels that it wants to receive himself, meaning he exists alone before the Creator, before the emanator, and between them there's already relations of receiver and bestower. So, again, he's saying, I don't want to receive, so I'll give a blow. To what? To my will to receive. I won't allow my will to receive, to receive. That's what he says. I, the will to receive. He says, I, me, for myself, I won't give me an ability to receive. Where did he get the force to do that? From the light. Where did he take the decision? From the light. Why does he want that? In order to be like the light. That's called zivug de aka'a. It's still the aka'a, the beating. Afterwards, the zivug comes. What is the zivug? When he says, but the emanator wants, I don't want, I can't draw him, so I'll go and receive, even though I don't want to, so I divide myself. Me, the one who doesn't want to receive, and me who receives for the emanator, it's completely not the same thing. It's different new vessels. New vessels. The previous vessels restricted and they don't open up. The Tzimtzum Aleph that I performed and I say I will never receive, there's an addition. For myself I won't receive, but for the emanator I will. So what does that mean? It's other vessels. What other vessels? Is not the will to receive. It's the will to receive, but that's organized from knowing the emanator is great, as huge, as important. And from his greatness, I build my vessels of reception. That's why Malchut of Ein Sof can receive all the light. It receives it because it wants to receive alone. We have to think. But it's still not reception for the emanator. There's like a decision in there. We'll get in this. I see we'll be able to speak about it soon. Yeah.
So this division, when the creator, the creature says, I don't want for myself, only in the condition I can aim it at the emanator. Is this the work of the screen?
Of course, that's it.
So the question is, how does it know the amount that it can receive in order to aim it towards the emanator even before he received it? How can he know it?
He has all the information it needs. It has its will to receive, just like it is. It has the will to bestow in Bina. It has a comparison in Zeranpin, the will to receive and the will to bestow. In Malchut, he has its will to receive, the general, whole, complete will to receive. And now, when he wants, he supposedly raises himself to Bina. He says, he makes a tzimtzum. For me, I can't and I don't want to receive anything. But what should I do? I need to do like Bina in the will to bestow, and like Malchut in the will to receive. And then by this he builds the Masach.
And then when he nevertheless opens this opening in the screen and allows that amount of light that he decided to receive in order to bestow, and it enters it, nothing happens there? A certain damage, certain harm?
No, you're saying it incorrectly. He doesn't open the same will to receive. It's not the same will to receive. It's a new desire that I organize it for the benefit of the host. I'm not going to go enjoy this myself. It's not my vessels that enjoy themselves. That's what it's written about. The previous vessels of reception were flawed, and instead of them came new vessels.
And the Creator is his guarantor, so he would not fall again to this pleasure. He would be able to maintain himself.
That's already a different question. Where can it be sure? Why? How is it making that calculation? Will it fall or not fall? Those are the calculations, but it has all of them. And it has all that data that it can do it in full confidence.
No.
Well?
Still, the question stands. how come the greatness of the giver, of the emanator, doesn't overcome the shame? Why it doesn't overcome the shame? I feel shame, but the greatness of the emanator should...
It feels shame only from receiving, and it felt like shame. And it's not shame on its account, because this is how the Creator created him. Then he made the Tzimtzum. And he gives gratitude to that shame that it helped him ascend to a different degree. And now it builds himself as a created being, meaning the shame becomes an honor. Honor and shame is face and posterior of the same state. Yeah?
Question. In our study, we learned that we have to overcome our inner sensations and rise above them. I think there's an example for something that did not happen in this way. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't want to get into this. There's a limit as much as I want to philosophize with you, and I'm limited with time. I'm limited. We're done. That's it. We're going on. Think about more. Rabash never explained anything to me like this. I didn't get explanations. No. I wrote all kinds of things. I'm looking now at all these scribbles. It's until more and more you can't receive this by listening. You can't. You have to, from thoughts and searching, and why is it like this, and why is it like that? A lot of times I asked him, but the Malchut and the Bina, and he said, yeah, that was the answer. Yeah. Now try and understand what he meant. Because the answer also has to come from an inner scrutiny between mind and emotion.
Item 7. The seventh operation is that the Ochozel, reflected light, which becomes a levush, a clothing and a receptacle for the upper light, extends by the force of the Haka'ah, the striking of the Masach in the upper light, to the extent that it pushes it back. This is because that full measure of the upper light that was fitting to come in Bchina Dalet and did not come there because of its detainment on the screen that pushed it back is called O Chozer, reflected light. Thus, the O Chozer, reflected light, extends from the Haka'ah, the striking of the screen, on the upper light. Remember that from the restriction onward, from the time Bchina Dalet stopped being a receptacle for the upper light, the reflected light took its place. In other words, the reflected light became the vessel of reception instead of Bchina Dalet before. Other than that, there is no vessel of reception.
That's a big problem to understand. What reflected light is that it became the vessel of reception instead of Bchina Dalet. The Or Chozer rejects. It wants to bestow. It wants to give. To give devoted soul. How can it become a vessel of reception? It's the opposite. It's the opposite of it. Right or no? Yes. So that's a question for a workshop. Come on. But quick.
I have no clue what it means, but I think there is something to do with the screen. The light touches the screen and it receives certain discernments that allow it to work on two levels, on reception level of reception and level of bestowal.
Maybe it connects to what we were speaking about in the beginning of the lesson, that we're starting to develop awareness through connection and creating a masach, a sensitivity towards the light, and not just receiving it in one direction.
It's not fair, because that's the question I wanted to ask before I've continued. You can say that after the reality of the shattering, it could be clear because it's the attitude towards the friends, it's vessels that you feel disconnected from you. But before that reality, how does that happen?
Yeah, you can also say that the Or Chozer becomes a vessel of reception because there it's already work of the attitude before the host. That's why it's Or Chozer. There's degrees of as much it can relate everything to the host.
Yeah, before that, the test was with respect to the filling to my will to receive. And now, the vessel is looking at its relationship with the giver, and towards that, it measures everything.
Can also say that Bchina Daled is what actually became the vessel of reception, thanks to the Or Chozer. Because the Masach is what lets it receive. Thanks to the Or Chozer that it gives back to the host, it can even receive into its vessels.
I don't even know what to add. There's a certain special game. This item and the previous one, where we said that the restriction is about the will to receive, and the screen is on the light. So what does it mean? Maybe too little for this, but there are sharp discernments that we never touched. Maybe just to integrate in the friends. Yeah, connection, creating a vessel and a screen. That's really a different world. We managed to get to a concept of reflected light, Or Chozer. That's a crazy leap to a different reality where we as individual creatures, by developing reflected light, we begin to feel in our vessels of reception something additional, something which is like the Creator. Rav, reflected light, Or Chozer, is becoming a vessel of reception after the creature rejects it, pushes it back. How the light becomes a vessel of reception for Bchinat Daled through the pushback. No, it's what we said before. Out of the prayer, a vessel begins to be built. Because you are overcoming and you don't fulfill that Bchina Daled. You're starting to work in a relationship towards the giver. It's building the intention. The intention to give contentment to the Creator when the vessel rejects the light, pushes it back from receiving it to itself, and it receives it only on the condition of giving contentment to the Creator. Then the light can enter that Bchina Daled. Yeah, because before that, there is restriction that does not allow the light to enter at all, specifically because she begins to receive in order to bestow, then there's the ability to receive into the vessel.
I imagine it as light that gets an impression from the Creator's desire, from the created being's desire to bestow. And when it ascends back, it carries that impression, those rishimot of the desire of the created being. By this, he becomes supposedly a vessel of reception that has the part of bestowal and the part of reception, of that impression of the created being that can only bestow by receiving.
Out of all the discernments that brought to the shame and the decision to restrict and have a screen, everything is added up to a place where you can begin to notice things. Like you went through the whole way and then you're making this inversion and all the impressions are inside the vessel. So you can begin to work with the reflected light where you take what you were impressed by and now you see what's happening when you restrict it and something like that.
Rav, how does it happen that the light that came in Bchinat Dalet and isn't interested in receiving it and rejects it? Well, with the intentions that come with it, obviously, how does this light that was rejected, that is called reflected light, or O Chozer, how does that become a vessel of reception instead of Bchinat Dalet? Please.
I don't know. I have no clue what's happening here, but that's the process. The light hits, and then...
Rav, what enters from Bchinat Dalet into the light when it becomes reflected light? What does it receive there that it became a vessel? Speak together. Just make noise in the tent.
Ultimately, we're talking about that Bchinat Dalet all the time. One time it doesn't receive the light into it, and one time it receives the light into it on the condition. But bottom line, it's the same Bchinat Dalet.
The vessel rejects the light, and that becomes light. It's not clear. It's like the whole creation inverts that the intention to bestow, it becomes the vessel that isn't even in the vessel. It's not clear.
There is a common area that I guess that was created, and this area allows the light to enter.
Just the connection is important. Doesn't matter if I receive the light or not. It's a state that the created being is already wants to work on a new degree after it wanted to receive, to swallow all of the light, that it understand that there's something higher.
There's a new point of reference. Everything is happening inside Bchinat Dalet. But it's as if the three previous degrees become more important than Bchinat Dalet. That's where he wants to identify himself. But it doesn't make... It's not clear how it happens before the shattering. In our reality, when we work from below up, it's okay. Because there's the other and there's me. But inside that one desire, whole, complete, where do you suddenly get this separation?
And what is the reflected light, a clothing for the direct light? What does it mean that it clothes upon it? What happens between them that it can clothe the direct light? Make noise again. Yeah, you'll see how much it helps you. By the way, even if you don't get a clear answer, this participation together, that'll do its thing. You understand from that.
Maybe there's coarseness there, haviut, that's what's creating the reflected light that can clothe in that direct light.
The reflected light is a clothing for the direct light. What does it mean that it's clothed upon it? I can't really say. It's not in my feeling, but I can say that there's a direct attitude between the aviut and that same rejection and the attitude in receiving in order to bestow.
He probably wants to give, and this is where the scrutiny begins. There's a pleasure, there's a giver of the pleasure, and she felt, Pchina Dalet felt that everything he has, everything she has, all those states, even what it means to be like him, and now on the one hand she is able to receive, that knows it cannot receive directly. On the other hand, it feels a bestower that really wants to give. In short, there's a process of scrutiny here that starts.
And in this process, there's this mutual area of the upper light to bestow and the reflected light that there's the intention in order to bestow. That is already a different form because it already touched the will to receive. And it lets us, that the will to receive for the first time becomes, through the reflected light, a vessel to bestow.
Clothe on the direct light is a state where we work with it. We don't eliminate anything or make it disappear. Rather, we take what exists, whatever the Creator is giving, and we add another layer of recognition, of consciousness, awareness on it, another layer of scrutiny. And this scrutiny is enabled by first stopping the light from entering the vessel directly and then beginning to make discernments. What is the Creator trying to tell me with this light?
There's an attitude that now the created being defines on its own as much as it's willing, as much as it can actually bestow. It gives like a contour, it's like a guideline for the endless direct light. It creates a state where, like a body it can clothe on itself. That's where the essential need for the point of tzimtzum, of the emptiness, the lowliness, and then it can rebuild its attitude.
Maybe you can say this is the attitude the creature is returning back to the Creator.
To the same extent that the direct light wants to enter the vessel, in that way the reflected light can grow in the same way. It's the same magnitude.
There's also a question here. How can the light be clothing to a different light, to another light? What does it mean that the intention clothes on the vessel? That through this pleasure, we get relationships between the light and the vessel. That initially the relationship is one-sided, only the Creator is filling the vessel, and gradually it's teaching it through this pleasure, through this nature that it imprints in the pleasure, its own pleasure, its own nature. It teaches the creature what is that nature.
In some way it's, I don't know, it's felt as an endless attitude to bestow upon one another, that by every intention we make a chain of bestow, that this is what happens. If the intention is correct, so we can make everything go into an action of bestow. And this is what equalizes between the direct light, the reflected light, that intention.
The creature becomes more and more active in the interaction with the light. Instead of just receiving and being impressed one-sidedly, it becomes active. Begins to develop itself as an independent creature that interprets the light and works with the light and not just reacts, or not even reacting, but only being passive about it.
Yeah, completely. What you're saying is exactly that. I can't hear anything, but I'm sure you're saying the most correct relative things to these questions. In a way that the created being builds a value from itself towards the upper one, that is the form that actually clothes the direct light. So this is actually the clothing, this exalted value. It gives it that it knows how to bestow to it.
Rav, why is it that reflected light, or chazer, is the measure of my bestowal to the group? How come reflected light is the measure of my bestowal to the group? No?
Why is it my bestowal to the group? Because the group can't fill it, the will to receive. It has to be above it. So I guess the reflected light is the response that is the vessel where the Creator can clothe.
The group, the Creator, are probably talking about the same thing. No direct way of influencing them, or bestowing to them, rather, to the same measure of my pushback. If I aim that the group will enjoy it, profit from it, receive something from it, that's my way of bestowing to it.
It's something that's outside of me. It's the group. It's called that I won't let that force enter me. I won't let myself enjoy from it. I want it for the friends. We want that quality to be between them.
Yeah, the moment we begin to equalize the form with the Creator and the intention, then we begin to realize that the light is constantly in bestowal, and our free choice in the group is generating that mechanism called the intention in order to bestow, where you begin to then grasp the upper reality for the first time.
It's a bit of like the love from the love of others to the love of the Creator. I have to put the group as the revelation of the Creator in this world and work with that. So all my actions of bestowal, tzimtzum, restriction, I measure it all towards the friends. They become the manifestation of the light.
Rav, so how in practice do I build reflected light? How in practice do I build Ochozer, reflected light? And the restriction. Restriction and reflected light. How do I build it in practice? And then I make the Rosh of the Pratsuf, then the Guf of the Pratsuf. Please.
How do I do it? I expect the light to shine on me sufficiently and build all these things in me.
I can't say that I build anything. Everything the Creator is building in me. The question is maybe how do I develop the desire to have a restriction on my desire?
Maybe if I don't want the force of bestowal for myself, that I am willing to give up on it, on everything. in order to bestow to the others, in order for them to receive it. To do everything, to be concerned about that the group will be in bestow, and that the Creator will be revealed in the group. That's what He wants.
Through the rungs of the ladder of Rabash, we build between us the screen. Above us, we place the group as the upper one, and in that, we gradually begin to equalize the form. So the light is drawn to it and gives it the correct form.
We build everything spiritual is built through the friends in the group. The connection, it's what allows to get discernments of the Masach and the reflected light that I invest myself in the friends above reason and discover the evil in that connection and start understanding what restriction is, what it means to restrict my desires compared to the desires of the group. And in that way, we see how the group is the key.
I glue the friends to the group. I arrange them, put them in my sights. First of all, the group, the 10, the friends and the Creator should be in me all at once. I need to convert the emanator with the friends, with the greatness and the fact that there's concealment above them. There's a place to express the attitude towards them specifically because it's concealed from me, specifically because I can feel them, because it's the Creator standing behind them and speaking and bestows all the good on me. Specifically because of that, I can express an attitude that's detached from me, and it can be similar to the absolute loving, unconditional attitude of the Creator.
Yeah, we hope it happens, I expect it to happen, and I pray that the friends become a vessel of reflected light.
We need to build the greatness of the goal.
And or go